during the week, his coach said that Hayden Ballantyne was about to pop. Unfortunately, what Ross didn't realise, it was his phone that was about to pop, and it did pop yesterday, Millsy.
Well, he had a birthday, so maybe he's still in celebratory mode. Good morning, Hayden.
Morning, guys. How are you? Apologies for yesterday. I had a bit of a malfunction, did the old overnight update of the new Samsung phone, and didn't turn back on, so apologies for that.
No apology necessary, mate. Great to have you back on the air. Can we ask you, obviously, Luke Ryan and Brennan Cox, can you explain to our listeners, what's the drinking policy at Fremantle for players?
I won't go into it too much detail, but we've set a policy, the leaders and the players have set a policy that we've all agreed upon, and one of those rules is if we have a six-day break, there's absolutely no alcohol. So we're all across that. The boys knew that. They crossed the line and they paid the price. But they're good kids, and I'm sure they'll learn from it. If not, then they'll be in trouble again.
I find it hard to accept that people don't go home and have a drink by themselves.
Yeah. You probably find it hard to accept that they go home and sit in an ice bath after a game too, but that's what we do because we're elite sportsmen, and that's what we got to do. And so, having a drink, if we say no to a drink, that's discipline. If we say yes, that's indulgence.
Sure, so, and I mentioned earlier today,
discipline over indulgence.
You're cheating yourself and you're cheating your teammates. But I find it hard to believe that every AFL player would subscribe to this particular rule and probably wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah, not every AFL player would, but AFL play at Freo, that's their expectations, is to not drink on a six-day break. And we all agreed to it. We thought up of the policy because that's going to give us the best chance to perform the following week, is to let our bodies recover by not drinking alcohol and putting your body under extra stress.
I'm told they're at the Claremont Hotel. I mean, not too smart from Luke and Brennan. I mean, if you're going to break the team rule, to do it at a pub where people can see you.
Well, they were with family and friends to begin with, so they were going out to meet them for dinner, and then yeah, things escalated after that. But I'm not want to go into too much detail, but that's the boys have copped their whack, and we'll move on, and they'll play for Peel this week. I'm sure they'll perform well.
Do you have random breath testing at Fremantle? Like, do you ever go there and they say, here, blow into this?
I haven't had one yet. I hope not.
Right.
So that's a serious question from Millsy. So that doesn't happen at footy clubs. There's no...
No breath testing. We'll leave that up to the good police at WA.
How often do you get drug tested?
And then drug tested for illicit and performance enhancing probably around 8 to 10 times a year. So fair, probably nearly once a month while we're at the club.
Really strong endorsement from your coach about your future. Were you pleased to hear that? Were you worried before you heard that from Ross?
No, I talk to Ross every week, and he's pretty strong on my position at the club, and he knows my performances will improve as my fitness comes along as well. So I'm starting to feel really good in my legs, running out games better. And basically, we said my pre-season finished this week, so I'm ready to go now and ready to play some good footy.
You're a chance this weekend, I reckon.
I hope so. Hawks are in a similar boat to us. They've got a young up-and-coming team with some strong leaders behind them. So we've got a good competition coming up against us, and can't wait to get out there and get in front of the Purple Army at Domain.
All right. Well, good luck. Let's hope you strike four, mate. Kick a four or five, and that will get a few of the critics off your back. Belated happy returns, and have a good week.
Thanks, Willie. Cheers, Baz.